Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Can you please spare 2 minutes of your time, please, Mr. Edwin?
No, sir.
I promise you I'm not going to ask you for nothing personal. We just want to know your opinions, okay? Can you please help me out?
Okay.
Okay. To start off, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? 0 to 2 years. Okay. Great. What is your primary branch of the trade? Tile setter, bricklayer, or marble mason, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, stone mason?
Refractory bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, finisher or helper, improver, or apprentice?
Improver.
Improver, thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade right now, sir? Yes or no?
No, I am not.
Okay, great. Approximately how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to find work when you wanted to work? Over the past 12 months in your craft, if any, 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 weeks and up?
Well, I haven't worked in the trade in a long time.
Okay, so that will be 0 weeks?
Yeah, not working.
Okay, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, sir, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same numbers as there were in this last year, sir, this time last year? More construction workers? More, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year, sir? More union construction projects or fewer union construction projects?
Fewer.
Or same number? Fewer, okay.
Fewer.
And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, sir? Yes or no?
Not locally, not local workers, no sir.
Okay, and about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them? Yes or no?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
I haven't worked in the trade in the last year.
Okay, we're almost done here, sir. I just want to know your opinion, okay? Have you ever been appointed as the job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. And I'm thinking about the last job on which you worked. Do you know whether it was funded primarily private through your state or local government, through the federal government, or you don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now, sir?
I think it'll be about the same.
Okay. And now, looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 months or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same, sir?
Stay about the same.
Stay about the same. Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, sir? Something else? Do you have no real safety concerns about the job? Maybe dust, air, and quality, COVID-19, for risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Let's say fall protection.
Okay, thank you.
Fall risk.
And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, sir? Yes, in person, yes, online, or no?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following three, tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. The first one is union organizing. Yes, no, or you don't know?
No.
No, picketing? Yes or no?
Sir?
Picketing? You're picketing?
No, sir.
And the last one, political canvassing.
Political campaigning?
Yes.
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. And lastly here, sir, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly,
okay. And changing the subject, the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from and to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? The first one is print online. How do you rank print online, sir?
Online is number one.
Okay. And what about local TV news programming?
Number two.
Okay. And what about the radio?
Probably last.
Okay. And cable news?
Local news?
Yeah, cable news.
None.
Okay. And the internet or social media?
Well, that would probably be number two.
Number two, okay. Let me go ahead. And the last one, sir, friends and neighbors.
That's probably last.
Okay. Great. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, education, foreign policies, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, jobs, and the economy, or something else, sir? Which one do you think will be the best?
The economy.
The economy. All right, give me one second here. Right. And now, as you might know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Yes, heard. Yes, I heard some about it. Yes, I heard a little bit, or no?
No.
All right. And as you might know, the Davis-Bacon Act insurance payment of preventing waves to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not important at all, sir, or not important at all, the federal elected official support? Very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Important. Very important.
All right. And now, generally speaking, sir, do you believe the ruling party or the Democrat Party more strongly supports the prevailing wave protections of the Davis-Bacon Act of Democratic Party, Republican Party, both or neither?
The Democrat probably supports that more.
Okay, and the last one, sir, as you might know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Well, which side do you support more in the dispute, sir, GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The union.
The United Auto Workers. Okay, and last one, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one is, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done? Or is that strongly approve or disapprove, someone approve or disapprove? Okay, the first one is the health care. Do you approve strongly, approve someone, disapprove, or disapprove strongly, sir?
I strongly disapprove of everything Joe Biden does.
Okay. And his job, so you want me to put disapprove strongly, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what about his job as president overall? Strongly approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay,
twice.
And support for labor union, sir?
He's a Democrat, so he supports the union, so...
Okay, would that be approved strongly or disapproved strongly?
Disapproved strongly. I can't give him any positive marks.
The economy?
strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, and the last one, sir, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling his jobs? Do you strongly approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or neither?
What, Congress is handling his job?
Yes.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, okay. And now, are you registered to vote, sir? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices there in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you're going to vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for who will you vote? Sir, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or other?
Donald Trump.
Alrighty. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wage, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Alrighty. And turning back to BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Oh, okay, great. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union, sir? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
All righty. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and services, sir? How do you think? So I can go ahead and write it down. I only got three more questions and we're done, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and services?
Well, they could be easier to reach, be more available.
Okay. And the last two, sir, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? Next, what is the most important thing the union should be working on, sir?
In your own words, smart decisions with people's retirement.
All right. And the last one, sir, what is your preferred way to receive information from union? Text, email, union meetings, mail, or job site?
Text,
all right. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative regulation updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Couple of times a year, okay. Give me 1 second here. Now I would like to ask a few questions for strategic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or other?
Full-blooded Republican.
Alrighty. And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican, sir?
Very strong Republican.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay, great, thank you. And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I have your first name, please? It's Edwin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey, Mr. Edwin. Enjoy the rest of the night, and thank you so much for helping us out today, okay?
Mm-hmm.